The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Download the podcast. Everybody's doing it wherever you get your podcast. Millions are doing it, actually, which is crazy. Thank you for listening to the program. And if you hear it on a radio station, you know, especially if you're up early, anytime, patronize all the advertisers you hear. Go see Nick do some comedy this week, too, by the way. Where are you at, Nick?
Yes, I will be at East of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa, Friday night in the Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska, Saturday.
All right. All his stuff's at Nick's Allen's. You know, I retweet some of that, a lot of the stuff when I see it.
Yes, thank you.
Reporting says that Daniel Radcliffe is 7 inches shorter than Weird Al.
I was right. I told you.
Now, that's the reporting. You can't really believe that.
No, I can't.
I think we've learned that. Yeah.
I've seen Radcliffe standing up.
I think
the chick that played the redhead in those movies is taller than him.
Emma Watson?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Okay. Well, I'm not playing who's taller, but I was right.
She's
really
five,
short,
five.
And he's 6 foot.
Apparently we are.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. Apparently we are playing who's taller in our heads.
It's just weird. They booked a guy.
Not a competition.
That much shorter than him.
I'll get him some short drywall stilts.
Yeah.
They'll just have to film it like they did Elf when Will Ferrell was at the North Pole.
There's also a famous picture of your and the African Queen. Humphrey Bogart was famously short, and he's standing next to Katharine Hepburn, and he's got big blocks just tied onto his shoes, and it was out of scene. Mm-hmm. But they show him standing on the set. You ever seen that famous picture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's standing on the set up next to her. They want him taller than her. So, just literally wooden blocks tied to his boots.
That's got to be emasculating.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson are the same height.
Yeah, that's what Craig said. Well, we're getting too close to who's taller here. Move on. Can't go backwards. Nobody misses who's taller. Nobody.
No,
even Craig doesn't miss it.
Context of Weird Al.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. That's why it came up.
The game is undeniable.
Yeah.
You can try to get rid of it. It seeps through.
Well, we had a report card yesterday going pretty well, so I'm guessing they don't miss who's taller. Good thing.
It was on this date in 2016, the world's oldest man died in Japan at the age of 112. It was yesterday in 2022 that the oldest man in the world died at the age of 112 in Spain.
Oh. So the 18th of January is a bad day for the oldest guy in the world.
Well, there's also a lot of guys who are 111 now going, holy hell, I only got a year left.
Yep.
112 seems to be the ceiling right now for those guys, you know.
Do you think I'm next?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Great-great-grandpa. 112.
I would just guess at 112. It's just willpower that's keeping you hanging on. And you get to the middle of the winter and you just go, I'm done.
I think you're waking up. Oh, yeah. I think you're waking up like that. We talked about that 200-year-old turtle. I mean, you're 112. You're waking up. You probably can't see. And you're going, okay, now I'm awake again. Where's my porridge? And I got to poop. Oh, I already did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That could happen at 72.
At some point there, you just decide to let go.
Yeah,
we don't have the chance to talk to a lot of 110-year-olds.
No.
So I'm curious how you break down.
Yeah, that very gradually.
That conversation,
over time,
you got to be sore, man.
That'd be another Jack LaLanne thing. Yeah. We'd need an interpreter.
Right.
He said.
Right. So I saw that Price is Right is celebrating their 50th anniversary. If you're 112, you could have been retired and just been home for the whole run.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I watched all 50 years of The Price is Right. Where's this guy from?
That's a great analogy, Nick.
Spain. They're all from Spain.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have been home for all 50 years of Price is Right.
My grandpa loved
the women
that show,
seem
man.
To be from Japan.
Yep. Yep.
None of them here.
No. Because we're America.
We're more known for.
We eat cows and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, this guy wasn't eating Hardee's.
No, exactly.
No, and he probably
wasn't
fat.
By the way, we love Hardee's, by the way, but you're right.
We lead the world in fat.
Yeah. Of course we do.
You got the oldest? Well, you got the fattest.
I got the fattest.
Not even close.
Yeah, who's number two?
Or America. What?
The second
fattest country. Yeah.
Oh, Mexico's pretty fat.
I think we're actually number one and two.
Yeah. Mexico's pretty fat, I read.
There's got to be some Euro countries that are pretty fat, too.
Yeah, I wonder how far or like how much of a lead the United States
look
has.
Look it up, Puss. Fattest countries. We might be number one. We got to be number one.
Oh.
Yeah.
If we're not number one in that, I don't know what we're number one in.
Then we're really slacking.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You got to love Polynesia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding here.
Well, they're built. Yeah. They're big,
the top 10 look like they're all
Polynesian.
Pacific Islands.
Yep. Okay, yeah.
Where the BMI rate is, on average, somewhere between 45 and 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't care.
BYU recruits them.
Right.
And then they get sent into the NFL.
Right.
Yeah. Offensive linemen.
Or Utah. Sometimes big defensive linemen, too.
Yeah. Nose tackles.
But to be fair, after that crowd, then it's Kuwait.
Kuwait's
at
fat?
Number
how
11.
Doing, how are they doing this?
Kuwait's, well, they have a lot of money.
No. How are they?
The percentage of adult population that's obese.
All percentage. We have a lot of people. That's probably what that'd make us
it's
number one.
A percentage is a percentage.
Okay.
And we are looking at over a third of us that are obese in this country. And this is obese, not just overweight.
God, that's a lot.
Actually, obese, 36.2% according to procon.org.
Does that make us third?
That makes 12. Us number 12.
Oh, okay. The rest are Polynesia.
After Polynesia and Kuwait.
Okay. Then right behind us is a lot of Middle Eastern countries.
Okay.
A whole bunch of them.
Right. Well, they wear big robes. You can't see it. You know, that might be it. You know.
That's why they're wearing the robes.
That's it. Slimming. Don't think it's a big exercising kind of country, though, is it? Those kind of countries. The Muslim countries.
I would have no idea.
Yeah, you sweat just walking around. It's a desert.
Just throwing it out there, yeah.
I would have no idea.
This is probably not going to sound good, but there's that video of those guys somewhere, like terrorists had taken over a palace, and they're all like in the gym working out the robes and
the
stuff. It doesn't look like, it didn't look like that's something they were accustomed to.
That was Afghanistan.
Take their fitness seriously.
Yeah, it was Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was right after we pulled out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Do they have like their guns strapped to them and stuff? Yeah, there's like in the gym.
I saw that. They're doing lats with a gun, shooting a guy across the gym from them, you know?
Rocket launcher on their back, dumbbells in their hands.
Okay, this paragraph says Oceania, this is the Pacific Islands, seem to be especially challenged by obesity. One proposed cause is that foreigners taught the locals to fry their meals.
Oh.
Abandoning traditional
cultivation. Yeah, just eating fresh fish. Right?
Preserving skills. Okay. Eating fresh fried fish.
Yeah, now, I mean, they probably just ate fresh fish before they came in and turned it into a Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Well, this is better.
Also we love, by the way.
Let's do this.
Tartar sauce. Yes.
Well, just because you're aware of it doesn't mean you have to do it. I'm sure the people that eat that Mediterranean diet are aware you can fry your food.
Oh, that's true, too. That's true, too. But I guess when you don't know, it tastes that good.
Yeah, they have fast food at these places, too.
I bet they do, yeah.
The Burger King Cook Islands.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I would think the Western culture made those countries fat. Yeah. Of course they did.
Absolutely. You
know. Can I get some fried Spam, please?
God, I'm making us hungry here today.
Yes, you can, at any restaurant in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm seriously. I'm saving myself. I've never had spam. If I go to Hawaii, I'll try spam because they seem to know how to do it right.
Yeah, we used to get cans out as a kid. It's not any good.
Never had it.
Yeah, I would suggest you
don't eat it.
Go with some other stuff. Go with some fresh fish.
It's not going to be the only thing I eat, but I'll try it once if I make my way to Hawaii. Right.
I'd be fine never having that. A canned ham?
It's horrible. All right. It's not good.
I don't know if you can even call a ham.
No, it's like...
It's a pressed meat.
It's pressed meat with like white cartilage in there. And they still make it in our area?
They might be some...
I don't know.
Well, the headquarters is up in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay, right.
And there is a Hormel plant nearby. I don't know if they make the spam there, though. They might make the sausage and the bacon. And all the other tasty Hormel treats.
Make America fat.
And tasty.
In the morning.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At themarkup.org, they have a continuing story going on. Seems to be an old story, an old complaint, but it's gotten no better. And this is about Facebook. Facebook users, depending on who they voted for, self-reported, are given two different streams of information. If Facebook knows you voted for Joe Biden, you get the news that said that the mob spurred by President Trump was incensed at what they falsely believed to be a stolen election, a failed insurrection. If Facebook thinks you voted for Trump, the news you see says the day was blown out of proportion by media outlets hostile to the then president. Perhaps even that the mob had been infiltrated by left-wing opportunists. Now, the point here in this story is not about that story specifically, but it's about Facebook. It's about Facebook, what they show us. Both sides remain in different social media realities, largely isolated from the views of the other side. We just don't see the other side.
The other side's getting a completely different news feed.
Well, the divide is not limited to news.
I don't get my news on Facebook. A lot of people do. I see because
But this is not about you. Right. This is about them.
Well, I'm telling you,
the divide is not limited to news.
Right.
The divide is not limited to news. Trump voters in the panel far more likely to be recommended a Facebook group dedicated to Christian memes and jokes. A popular recommended page for Biden voters is a fan page for scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So one side smart, spokesperson, one side dumb.
A spokesperson, that's what Facebook says.
That's what I say, too.
Well, if you want to agree with Facebook on everything, a spokesperson for Facebook told The Markup last year that it shouldn't be surprising that people with different partisan leanings saw different news sources on Facebook, just as they do with television, radio, and other forms of media. I say that's horse hockey. That's not true, because if you were sitting down in front of the television, you aren't just fed one particular stream. You have a remote control in your hand, and you change the channel.
Right.
If you sit down in front of Facebook, you are sitting down in front of one channel, and they are feeding you information. It is completely different.
I get both sides. I get 5,000 friends. A lot of those people are conservatives, so I see all the news feeds on Facebook.
Yeah, but it depends on what you comment on.
I doubt that you're correct, Tyler. I think that you believe that, but I think that according to what these people are telling us in their own research, says that you are going to get more of the news that you already agree with.
They say that
we start to see people burrow in deeper into their pre-existing beliefs because of what Facebook suggests they should follow and because of the reinforcement from the community that Facebook offers from these groups.
They keep track.
So this is a Facebook. We have to look at the social media. We have to look at the algorithms. We have to look at what we are dealing with what we're being shown. This is all new to us.
It's all the algorithm.
This is all new to us. We're figuring this out. This isn't one side against the other on this one. This is just that we are both getting shown completely different realities.
But every interaction that we do on social media, they keep track of that. And I know adjust that, but, our news feed accordingly.
But I comment on conservative posts, too, so I see a lot of conservative posts.
Yeah, but you don't comment anything. You don't say anything nice.
Well, I just...
So they could probably figure out who you voted for and feed you accordingly.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's Team Rock is putting pressure on the Department of Justice to investigate the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. Team Rock released a statement with the nonprofit Midwest Innocence Project and said there's enough evidence of systemic police misconduct in that department that it warrants an investigation. The group said the DOJ's or the DOG's inaction tells targeted minority communities justice does not exist for them.
Man, if the Chiefs lose too, it's going to get worse.
Team Rock sued the Kansas City Police Department in September for records that would help evaluate the department's training and supervision.
Are you telling me a cop's can be bad? No way.
Well, in this particular case, Team Rock is looking into Kansas City.
Right. Okay.
Kansas. Oh, I'm Kansas City, Kansas Police.
KCK Police. They don't watch the NFL.
Yeah, they do.
Nobody does anymore.
Yeah, they do. Everybody watches the Chiefs in Kansas City. Everybody.
Why is this something Jay-Z is spearheading? Is he's like
he
a social justice network?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's his
Libtard
group.
Jay-Z, Libtard.
Yeah, it's his group.
Okay, they might like the Chiefs, but they get mad when they see the end racism thing
or the
helmet.
Equality hats. Yeah. I got to get one of those.
They hate the social justice messages being distributed by the NFL.
Yeah.
Why can't we have some racism?
70% black, the NFL. One head coach.
Maybe two.
No, one right now. One now.
Well, it could be nine by the end of it. There's eight guys out of a job right now.
Right.
So I doubt it.
It ain't going to be nine.
It
might be three.
You'd hope it'd get to two or three.
Yeah.
The Vikings have actually had...
The enemy's got to go.
Two black head coaches?
Yeah.
Dennis Green and Leslie Frazier.
That's right.
That's all I can think of. And Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy is next.
And then
I think
Bieniemy's
the guy that
guys.
Shows that there's just the overlook.
Oh, there is. I saw a Real Sports and Jeremy Schapp, not Real Sports, excuse me, the Sports Center E6, what they call it? Yeah, whatever, one of those things.
And it
outside the lines. And they broke it down, and they don't get the opportunities. It's obvious it's racism.
No, it's the old boy network.
Right.
Well, you hear the rumors coming out.
It's a shorter leash, too. It's a shorter leash for these guys, too. That's it.
You hear what they say are these rumors coming out, and you don't know if it's just propaganda that they're putting out so the guys don't get jobs or whatnot, and who knows what to think of it.
Well,
you know, with Bieniemy, the one thing that the only thing you hear as to why he doesn't get a job, the only thing I ever heard, and this sounds like horse hockey, well, he doesn't interview well.
Who cares?
The number one offense to the Super Bowl two years in a row.
And Reed says he needs a job.
Exactly.
And all those other guys who've been in that position for Andy Reed have gotten jobs.
Right.
But why does that come out? Why does it come out? The only thing you hear.
Well, that sounds like racism too.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a standard answer.
It really does.
A non-specific answer.
But it's the only thing I've heard about him.
And he's great with the press.
Meanwhile, white coaches who have had the shot to be a head coach and failed continue to get a shot again.
A lot of times, right. Yeah.
They recycle those guys and give them another shot.
In Tennessee, new legislation is being proposed there to make an assault against an umpire or referee a Class A felony.
Must happen a lot in Tennessee.
Your sports. You see it happen
on social media. If they're actually doing it, it must happen a lot down there.
Well, you see it on social media, and it doesn't seem to be limited to Tennessee.
No.
Perhaps more places should do this.
Right.
They say that it would make an assault against a referee or an umpire a Class A felony punishable by up to 6 years in prison and a $3,000 fine.
Just yell, "You suck," and move on. Don't beat anybody up.
We have a cousin.
And
don't yell at teenagers either. Yell at a grown man and say you suck at professional games.
Or you could be a,
you suck, Blakeman.
Person and just let it go.
You suck, Blakeman. They're going to yell that Tennessee this week. Clint, you listening to me right now? You suck, Blakeman!
Come on, Craig. You know we're all incapable now of keeping any thoughts to ourselves.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. We're the ones, the first one to yell at
they
refs.
Must be expressed.
Yeah.
We have a teenage cousin that's an umpire, and I went to watch him ump a game. And I was waiting for somebody, like a parent in the stands, to yell out. I'd be like, hey. Then I went with Grandma, and Grandma was the one that one of these calls, she's like, what was that? We weren't even there for a team. We were just watching him up. Right?
You were just there for the umpire.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cleet's got at least a warm game, well, warmer than Packer. I know you won that the Packer.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping.
I know.
Yeah, what's the weather supposed to be like in Green Bay this week?
Kickoff Saturday night, they say probably mid to upper single digits.
Go.
Wind chill probably be a bit below zero.
God, that sucks.
Yeah, go Brady.
Yeah.
No, he's not playing there.
No, it's the Niners can play there.
Oh, that's the Niners.
Green Bay's not San Francisco.
Bucks are at home.
Yeah.
It'll probably be 70. Because they play Sunday afternoon.
All right, Rams look real, for real. This could be an interesting game.
I think the Rams... or Tampa Bay could maybe beat Green Bay.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
possibly not.
Green Bay's lost 6 out of 13 home games in the playoffs in the past 20 years. I heard that yesterday. Well, that's not 20 years. Past 30 years, actually, would have been. Right. They actually can lose at home.
They kept touting the Cardinals' road record, which means they must have sucked at home.
They did. They were like 1-5.
They lost like 5 games at home.
Yeah.
3-5?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, 3-5.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Don't kid yourself, Todd. It's the Packers and Chiefs. At least one of these bozos in this room is going down. Hopefully, two of them.
I think the Bills got a shot.
It could happen this week.
I think the Bills got a shot this weekend.
No, I totally think the Bills can win. I'm just resigned to the fact that the odds on it's still Chiefs Packers.
I haven't seen it.
Packers first, then Chiefs.
What's the line on that game? Because the whole weekend, that seems like the closest to just a pick 'em.
I think it's like 2.5.
And that's because they're
early.
Because they're home, right?
Yeah.
Yep, right. Could be enemy's swan song.
It should be.
Yeah, I know. It should be. Yeah. Well, no, you don't want to do swan song.
Well, not this week, but yeah.
No, I'm with you.
This season.
This week.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are in it, though. You got that going for you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.